Today we say hello to our listeners on KWPC in Muscatine, Iowa. Listeners there know an ag company that is turning 85 years old. But why was this company at one time helping make tires? It all has to do with the history of one of America's best-known livestock feed suppliers. And the story is this edition of The American Countryside. For many years, you've heard me talking about Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn, brands we've grown on our farm for many years. Wilcross soybeans offer the latest genetics with proven results on your soil type. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities for your farm. Get the details now by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers in our area, remember that AgriGold is the corn specialist. When everything you do revolves around corn, you look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. AgriGold's new giant hybrids stand tall against the competition. Check out the results for yourself from local yield trials at AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. As Gage Kent explains, part of the company he oversees today can be tied to the effort to win the war.
In the 40s, during the war, the government allocated money to build alcohol plants. And alcohol is an ingredient in the production of synthetic rubber. The rubber supply from Africa was cut off during the war.
His grandfather was operating a growing feed and grain shipping business, but he was always up for a new venture.
He got wind of this and went and made a proposal to the U.S. Senate subcommittee hearing that was allocating that money, and he talked them into putting the plant in Muscatine. He also got the management contract for that, and after the war eventually bought the alcohol plant.
They aren't using the alcohol to make tires, but they are making products that do wind up fueling cars and much more.
It was very similar to today, a dry mill ethanol plant. Then in the late 50s, first part of the 60s, it converted to a corn wet milling plant, which separates the four components of corn and then refines them into individual product.
Gage Kent is today CEO of Muscatine's Food Corporation. Within that business is Kent Feeds, the business his grandfather began in a feed mill in Indianola. There is Grain Processing Corporation, the company that grew from the alcohol plant, and Precision Foods, which sends food ingredients around the world. The company turns 85 this year, and Gage says it's that heritage built on core values, combined with the loyal relationships they've built over the years, that makes this business a stalwart in the ag sector. Traveling the countryside in Muscatine, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.